But how do bugs sidestep antibiotic assassination, as we've just heard? Well, Hendrik van Veen is from the University of Cambridge, and he works on how this happens. One of the things, Hendrik, you look at is what's called an efflux pump. So what is one of those?
Efflux pumps are really interesting ways by which bacteria can overcome toxicity of antibiotics.
Might one consider these efflux pumps to be a little bit like a sort of bacterial vacuum cleaner which sits in the cell and grabs stuff, detritus, dirt, molecules that shouldn't be there, and just picks them up and throws them out?
Yeah, so antibiotics, well, are compounds that can bind to membranes, and then they can move into cells and bind on the inside of the membrane, and from there they move on to bind to targets. And these efflux pumps, they are in the membrane and they have binding sites, basically suck up antibiotics from the membrane and then throw it out.
So they sound like quite bad news if they're able to spread and propagate. Why can't we just make some molecules which are effectively antibiotics that will go in there and block these efflux pumps up?
Well, one of the reasons is we in our body also have multi-drug efflux pumps, and they're really important for protection of organs like the brain against toxic compounds. And so if we would be able to make inhibitors of bacterial efflux pumps, there is a very good chance that these inhibitors will also block efflux pumps in our body.
Oh dear, so the whole premise of an antibiotic chemical which is exploiting differences between bacterial cells and human cells, that would be lost, because if they're so similar to our own, then we end up causing harm to ourselves in the process of trying to kill the bug.
Indeed. I mean, that has been the strategy so far. I think these days people look in very great detail at the shape of these efflux pumps, and from the structures, it might be possible to make new agents that are really selective for bacterial efflux pumps and not for the human ones.
So how do bacteria become resistant other than by having efflux pumps?
Well, one important mechanism is a mechanism by which bacteria can modify the antibiotic, or maybe degrade the antibiotic.
So they could just break it down. How else?
You also have mechanisms where you have mutations in targets that actually make these targets no longer interact with the antibiotic.
So the bacterium's changing shape, so the antibiotic molecule can no longer dock with whatever it was hitting before.
Yes. And also sometimes you have amazing mechanisms where bacteria produce a lot of target, and then these targets, some of them escape the actions of antibiotics. And then the pathways that normally lead to the synthesis of new building blocks for new cells still occur.
So basically they're just out-competing the antibiotic because they make so much of the thing the antibiotic hits. There's
yes.
just no way of getting enough antibiotic in to out-compete what the bug's doing.
Yes, indeed. And I think it really shows that antibiotic resistance mechanisms co-evolved with the use of antibiotics as a way to compete with other organisms in the natural environment.
Hendrik, thank you. That's Hendrik van Veen from the University of Cambridge.